devotion and meditation. A devotee referred to the contents of the six words of Upadesa Saram, Chittajam, Japadhyanam, Uttamam, etc. Fully translated, these words reads, the repetition aloud of his name is better than praise. Better still is its faint murmur. But the best is repetition within the mind, and that is meditation above referred to. Bhagavan explained, at the initial stage to develop bhakti, devotion, mantras should be repeated aloud, and only by such constant practice, control of mind can be acquired. It would be felt difficult to control the mind and do meditation at the initial stage. Hence, utterance of mantras aloud can be successfully accomplished at the beginning stage. For a novice, silent concentration cannot be achieved easily unless he has past merits, purva punya, to his credit. Sri Tukaram and other great saints used to tie salangai, small bells, around their legs and hands and do bhajana, dancing and jumping with ecstasy throughout the night. But during daytime, they would remain in samadhi. Likewise, without allowing sleep to overcome and devour our time, the mind should be concentrated on Ishvara, God. In the later stage, vichara, self-inquiry, becomes very easy and itself includes all, that is, Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana, hearing, reflection and uninterrupted contemplation. Sourced from the diary of N. N. Rajan, 1832-43, recorded in the Mountain Path, Volume 8, Number 1, 1971.